I'm sorry for being such an ass and thinking up your HD special shot like this. Here is a rose, by the way. You see, I specialize in giving people roses and making an ass of myself. When all I see is my holy grail, I become aware of the fact that my holy grail depends on another person. I guess I might be selfish for wanting love and affection, and a bit naive too. Am I that unlovable? Oh yes, I'm saying this so that you will say, no you're not. So am I not pathetic, seeking affection and response wherever I can find it? So I ask dear brother G, will I ever find true love and walk amidst the clouds like a dove? Am I a sweet prince dressed in bright clothing, needing just a kiss to be free from loathing? Or am I just a frog with a poet's tongue that happened to be positively stung? Is it a shameful curse or an endless purse? I don't know, cause I think I'm here for other people's pleasure, not taking part, not making a measure. The best experience so far, thankfully, did not occur in the bar. She gave me a hug, I made it a snug. She told me she liked me a lot, guess if I was nervous and hot. I have a boyfriend though, stupid cupid broke his bow, and I felt my heart being shattered by a thought. Not the first time, certainly not the last. It would be stupid to say it's all about money. Fuck no, cause there's also some chemistry. Or maybe it's just an illusion. The honey is not real, just a thought and confusion. To sum that up, if you know I'm just a big flirt, I didn't mean to feel this way, being juiced, left like dirt. Mind grab me and tell me to stay. It's sick cause you were the one that probably would understand. I wish it was a London. Too bad the power lies not in my hand. Yes, I know I'm being unfair, but my feelings aren't fictional. They are just there, just like your own for your mates. Unlike your own, they are not baits. Now I can't start hating you, not even the jealous bloke. God knows I want to, but I'm the jealous joke. I give you my best heart, go ahead, rip it apart like everyone else.